No one will argue that the use of Florida-based GED matches database yielded positive results, the arrest of a suspected serial rapist and killer. But how else could that information be used? GED Match is a repository of raw DNA data voluntarily uploaded. No court order was needed for access.
DNA information is some of the most sensitive information that's both most revealing about us and also most uniquely identifying of us.
Daniel Susser is a San Jose State philosophy professor who studies the intersection of technology and ethics. He says, what if an insurance company wanted to look at your DNA to see if you were at high risk? Then there's the notion of what's known as networked privacy.
Information about us doesn't just reveal information about us individually, but also people that we associate with. So online, we like to share photos, not just of ourselves, but also of our family members and our friends. And when we do that, that raises privacy issues for them. DNA information reveals information about our own health history and our own potential health futures, but also information, as we saw in this case, about family members.
He says, given how slow the government is to react to the privacy issues brought to light by the Facebook Cambridge Analytica case, he's not confident there will be regulations on DNA privacy soon, but at least now people are talking. Holly Kwan, KCBS.